Today is April 30th, 2024, and it's 7:47 p.m. It's a Tuesday, and I'm your host. My name is Sean.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once, and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right, it hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. So recently, as you guys know, I'm an Uber driver, and the income that I have is completely dependent on the vehicle that I drive. And right now, that vehicle is broken down, so I have absolutely no income right now. Do you think the child support agency cares at all about that? They do not. And non-payment of child support is an arrestable offense. So, like, you know, all the other bills that I have, all that is taken care of civilly. Like, if anything happens, then I just end up going to court, except for child support. For non-payment of child support, they come and arrest you for that. So I was able to borrow the money from my mother and mailed it to them, like, a week ago. And, like, just today, they sent me a text message and said they received it and they credited it to my account. So I'm good on child support. They're not going to arrest me until next month if I don't pay. It's very important that my son's mother gets her heroin money. It's very important. That's what we do in America. We give all the money that we do not have to other people in other countries. That's what we do here. So the fact that my child lives in the foreign country of Greece and I have to pay $300 every single month for my child to not see me is not really for my child. It's for her drug money. And that is well known. And nobody at child support, the child support agency or the Florida child support program cares about that at all. All that matters is that there's a judgment and says that I have to pay $300 every month and that's it, period. End of conversation. It does not matter that that money goes right up her nose. None of that matters. All that matters is that there was a judge that said that I need to pay $300 a month. Doesn't matter if my son never talks to me. None of that matters. None of that matters at all.
I know you don't like it. I know you don't like it. I know you don't like it.
Currently, the court is going to allow my child to move to...
Currently, I found you in default, and I granted his motion for relocation.
I'm here.
So you didn't answer the petition. Okay, I've made my ruling. Have a nice day.
That is an audio file that I got from the court reporter that I always use. And that what you just heard was in 2017. So since then, I haven't seen my son alive, but I did get a picture of him in 2019. I submitted that picture to the child support agency. And do you think that they care? They do not care. They don't care that my son is all grown up. They don't care about any of that stuff. All that they care about is that $300 gets to my son's mother so she can get her drugs. That's all that they care about. If that does not happen, then the state of Florida Child Support Agency gets paid from the federal government. That's all that matters. That is it. So, for example, like my son is 17 right now. So, in December, he'll be 18. So, no matter what, I won't have to deal with the Child Support Agency anymore. But I don't think that I'm going to make it until December. So, I submitted that paperwork so that they could submit it. And they sent me something back and they said that... First, like on their website, it says that it takes 6 months for them to complete it. I was like, okay, 6 months. So I did some math, 6 months from March. So that's like in September. Okay, fine. So then I'm like, because I was like, they said, keep checking back. They sent an email to keep checking back with them. So I checked back with them. I'm like, what is the status of this? Do we have a case number or something yet? And they do not, I guess, like, they don't, it doesn't really, they don't have a case. I don't even know how they do it. I don't really even care. Like, if it is the day before my son turns 18 years old, they finally get around to it, so be it. That's cool. If it's the day after, I don't even care. Well, actually, the day after, there would be no more. Well, actually, the way that the Child Support Agency works is that for the month of December, even though my son, he turns 18 in the middle of that month, and it says right on the child support paperwork that I'm only responsible for child support up until that specific day. I sent an email to the Child Support Agency and I was like, okay, listen, my son is going to be 18 on this day. This is the paperwork that I have. It says that I'm responsible for paying child support until this date. This is his 18th birthday. So I sent that to them and they were like, no, your child support gets billed every month on the first of the month. So in that month, when my child turns 18 years old, I'm responsible for paying for that entire month. Like normally, like the way that it reads, like every day should be prorated, but it's not like that. The child support gets billed on the first of the month, and it doesn't matter if your child if your child's birthday is on the second, even. It doesn't even matter. So when the child support comes out on the first of the month, you're responsible for paying for that amount no matter what. So I've been looking at some things online, some ways to make money, to earn money online, and like everything that I try does not work. I have multiple websites and I have a podcast, and also like I post on my website onlybodymatters.com. I post every month on the 10th how much weight I've lost. Like I actually post pictures of my vitals, including the scale. The scale that I have, I got from Amazon, and it Bluetooth connects to my phone and it weighs down in a decimal, so that's kind of cool. So anyway, so since November 10th, 2023, I'm down 40.6 pounds since then. And so like every month on the 10th, I record pictures of all my vital organs or my vital statistics, and I upload them there. So if you want to see that, you can go to that website and see it. Also, at rideshare-driver.blog, I blog there all the time, and there's all kinds of good content and stuff there. So go there and check it out. And I think there's a page on there called like Best Products. And there's also a Best Products page on onlybodymatters.com, and I blog there also. And any of the things on that site, if any of those are purchased, which does not happen all the time. It hasn't happened. But if any of the things are purchased off of that page anywhere, it helps me out drastically. And believe me, I need all the help that I can get right now, especially. So I guess that paperwork that I submitted for a petition of modification, I don't know how it exactly works, but they don't issue a case number for that. I don't even know how it works, but somehow they issue a judgment. I have no idea how that works either. I don't even know. They might be doing something behind the scenes, whatever it is they do. I just need some relief as soon as possible from them. So lately, I've been on Indeed and Career Builder, and I've been applying for jobs. And I haven't applied for a job. I haven't entered into corporate America for over 6 years because I completely despise it. But in America, the health insurance that you get at a corporation, if they have a lot of employees, is really good. So, and the money, the income is absolutely stable. It does not matter what you're doing. If you're not actively working, you're still getting paid for your time no matter what. But that time, it's usually like 8 hours or like whatever, half of that or whatever. But that doesn't even include the amount of time that it takes you to drive to work and it takes you to drive home. And on top of that, it is extremely risky to drive there and to drive back. But whatever. So anyway, so what they do now that they didn't do before that I've never been involved in is they send you a link, right? And they tell you to get dressed and everything, like, and they tell you this is a job interview. So you follow that link and you go there at the time they instruct. And it's a room full of 15 people. There's like at least 15 people going for that. And I'm pretty sure that what they use that meeting for is they look at that meeting afterwards and they narrow the employee pool or who's going to actually get that position. They narrow it down to like half. So like, the next time, then somebody else sent me a Zoom link, so I attended that Zoom link, and it was exactly the same. It had the same person talking. It was a completely different company that I was applying for, but and there was a lot of people in that supposed interview, and the person that was talking was the same person that was talking in the other interview. And if that's how they do interviews now, that's cool, but I just need to know about that ahead of time. Because, like, if they want to do that, they just need to let me know. I don't want to be involved in that at all. Like, if you want to hire me for a position, I need a one-on-one interview, and that's it. I'm not cattle. I don't want to be herded into a room. I don't want to be narrowed down. If it's an interview, I'm going there, and I'm devoting my time for an interview. This is how corporate America is. This is the very start of how horrible it is to be in corporate America, but the income is stable. So anyway, so if I'm going to go into an interview for corporate America, I need to know that ahead of time that there's going to be a lot of people there. I need to know what to expect, because like, I'm going into an interview like thinking that it's a regular interview like me, and there's going to be one person or multiple people asking me questions, and it's not like that at all. So I just got this in the mail. Like, they moved the mailbox. It used to be like right across the street from me, and they moved it like two blocks away. I don't like it, but it doesn't matter what I like. They do stuff anyway. But anyway, I just got this from the Florida Department of Revenue. And I saw that in there and I thought it was something else, but I forgot. Whenever something from the Child Support Agency comes to me, it comes from the Florida Department of Revenue. And that's what this is. And it says the date on this was April 26, 2024. says you're receiving this notice because you requested the child support program to review your support order. The child support program is stopping the review because you did not provide the information we asked for within the 20 days of when we mailed you the support order review. Started from, or whatever. So I emailed them and they responded back to me on the 25th. And this is what they said when they emailed me. Thank you for contacting the child support program. This email is in response to your question. This is on the 25th of April when they sent me this. This email is in response to your question dated April 2nd, 2024, it says, reviewing your profile, a modification was recently requested. Currently, your case is under review. A modification normally takes about 6 to 9 months. Please allow the appropriate time for the modification to be processed and your case to be updated. So that was on the 25th. And the date on this piece of paper that I have is the 26th. So I actually do not know what the status of this case is. I'm going to have to send them another letter and I'll scan this in and upload it to them and see what they say about it. So I just scanned in that letter and I uploaded it to the cloud to the email address that the drive that I always use whenever I get anything from the child support agency, I upload it to that drive. And then I sent them a link to it. I'm like, okay, so what's going on here? Do I need to resubmit the paperwork or what? I don't even know. And I just sent them a link to that document that I scanned. And I'm like, I just received this today, but I just got advice from somebody that I was on the review yesterday or the day before. I don't even know when it was exactly. So I'm just going to wait on them to reply to that. And that actual email address I don't have connected to my Outlook. So I just put in the email address on the email address that I do have connected to Outlook so that when the email comes from them, if I'll be sitting in front of the computer and I'll actually receive it. So like I won't receive it for an email address that I don't have connected to my Outlook. I actually need to see that email. So there's a lot of email that I get that I just disregard, from different places like job offers and stuff. These people send me stuff all the time. They send me spam and I just like unsubscribe from it like as I get it. So like there is some things that I actually need and there are some things that are just garbage. I would say I get probably like there was this one guy that told me he has like 10,000 email messages in his inbox. I'm like, that's crazy. That's a lot. But anyway, I get about, I don't know, probably like on average, like 100 emails a day. I have a lot of email addresses. I have like 40 email addresses. So I get a lot of spam every day. So as I see it, I address it as I see it. I usually end up deleting it. First I unsubscribe from it and then I delete it. And that has to be done right then. Otherwise, it will not happen. So like if I don't take care of it right then I'll just keep getting spam and just keep getting it. So I have to deal with it right when it happens.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July. That was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.